Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Bereaved families of Troubles victims and human rights organisations have said that the UK government has betrayed its commitment to victims and called on the Irish government not to drop its legal case against the UK over its legislation on Troubles era legacy issues. Our reporter Una Kelly has more, and she's with me now. Una, on Friday, it emerged the UK government plans to challenge a court ruling on the Legacy Act. So what's behind this? What's the background to all of this?
Well, Cormac, the Legacy Act was brought in by the last UK government, the Conservatives. Basically, it created a new legacy body known as the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery. It was to take over all Troubles era cases from May this year, including those that were already on the desk of the PSNI. The Act, in effect, shuts down all historical inquests and all civil and criminal investigations. Now, it has been hugely controversial. It was opposed by the UK Labour Party, all of the Northern Ireland political parties, several victims groups and the Irish government. And at the end of last year, the Irish government started a case against the UK at the European Court of Human Rights over the legislation. The UK Labour Party, when it was in opposition, pledged to repeal the legislation, but since coming to power, it said it wants to retain some parts of it, including that commission that it would examine unsolved killings. Now, last month, judges in Belfast found parts of the Act were in breach of human rights law, and on Friday, the Northern Ireland office said the UK government had lodged an application seeking leave to appeal that decision. Now, today, bereaved families and human rights organisations have been speaking out about that. Martina Dillon's husband Seamus was shot dead by loyalists in Dungannon in 1997. Just last month, Martina Dillon was outside court in Belfast following that ruling that parts of the Act were unlawful. And she said that day was a great day for victims and that she was delighted when the Labour government came to power earlier this year, as she expected the Act to be scrapped. Now she says she is shocked by the UK government's decision to seek an appeal against the ruling that the legislation is unlawful.
Feel robbed by it. I think it's a disgrace. The UK Labour government said when they got in that they would stand by the victims and give us back our inquest. And now they've turned their back on us. I'm fighting coming 27 years. There's not a day in the week goes past or a night that my husband's not in my mind. I live it night after night after night. The only thing I was asking for was an inquest. It wasn't a lot to ask for. I think I'm entitled to an inquest. I need answers and I need truth and justice. And the only way I'm going to get that is through my husband's inquest.
Would you mind telling me about what you're hoping for now? What exactly are you calling on the UK government to do?
Do what they said, what they were going to do when they got into power. They said that they would give us back our inquest. It's time now to put their money where their mouths is and stand up and do exactly what they said they were going to do. Or why do they not want to give us our inquest?
A month ago, Martina, you had said outside court that it was a great day for victims.
It was a great day for victims. We were seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Now we're back to where we started. We don't know what's going to happen next, what's going to come out tomorrow. But we will keep fighting. The fight will never die on me. I will fight till I get what I start fighting for. Truth and justice, my inquest. And I'm speaking for me and for all victims. Every victim is entitled to an inquest.
And Martina, would you call on the Irish government to do anything more?
Well, I'd like to think the Irish government would stand with us, would back us, would give us a bit of strength and face the British government with us. At the end of the day, we are all Irish.
That was Martina Dillon there, whose husband Seamus was killed in 1997. Now, the Northern Ireland office said on Friday it lodged an application seeking leave to appeal the judgment in the UK Supreme Court. But it also said it remains committed to repealing and replacing the Legacy Act, and said it's absolutely clear changes to the Act are needed to ensure it is human rights compliant. In a statement, the Northern Ireland office also added, "The Court of Appeal judgment is complex and wide-ranging. We require further time to consider fully its implications and next steps, and intend to bring clarity and certainty as soon as possible." But Amnesty International said today the British Labour government has betrayed its commitments on legacy. Here's the Deputy Director for Northern Ireland, Gráinne Teggart.
We expected repeal to mean repeal, and in seeking to further challenge this judgment, it is only going to cause delay to families, unnecessary delay to families who are waiting for the truth and justice they're entitled to. This government needs to own this change in direction. This is diluting their pre-election position, which was to repeal and replace the Troubles Act. The policy of the UK government now appears to be partial repeal, so they can prop up a legacy body that does not command the confidence of the community it is supposed to serve.
Have you been speaking to the Secretary of State?
We are seeking a meeting with the Secretary of State, and we'll be discussing how to find an agreed way forward to deal with the legacy of the Troubles in a way that centres victims and prioritises their rights. The Irish government has its interstate case pending also. It is important that the Irish government hold firm to that case and also continue to pressure the UK government in ensuring that there is an agreed way forward on this very important matter.
And that's Grainne Taggart of Amnesty International. What has the Irish government said about all of this, Una?
We had a statement from the Department of Foreign Affairs this evening. In it, they said, "We understand that the British government is seeking leave to appeal the judgment of the Court of Appeal to the UK Supreme Court. The precise details of that appeal remain to be seen." It went on to say, "It's now a matter for the European Court of Human Rights to examine the government's application and to determine whether the Legacy Act violates the UK's obligations under human rights law." The department also said that the Taoiseach has had a number of meetings with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Hilary Benn. And following those discussions, British and Irish officials are undertaking detailed discussions to explore whether and how we might be able to develop an agreed approach. It also said the Irish government's position remains that root and branch reform of the commission established under the Act is required. Now, when the Labour government came to power in the UK this past summer, there was talk of a reset in UK-Irish relations after the years under the Conservative government. Daniel Holder from the Committee on the Administration of Justice, that's a Belfast-based cross-community human rights organisation, he says this reset is already being undermined.
This is really concerning. It really calls into question whether the new British government, the Labour government, is going to honour the commitments it's made, first of all, to work bilaterally with the Irish government on legacy, but second of all, whether it's going to honour its manifesto commitments to repeal and replace the Legacy Act. Now, this new government has already unilaterally decided to keep the ICAR, which was the Legacy Commission, set up by the Tories, very much under an agenda of shutting down proper independent investigations. And one of the elements of this appeal, which is deeply concerning, is they're trying to appeal the provisions that are known as the national security veto that the Court of Appeal found unlawful, which is a mechanism designed expressly to allow ministers to redact out of reports information about the involvement of informants and agents within conflict-related incidents.
And that's Daniel Holder from the Committee on the Administration of Justice finishing that report by Una Kelly.